Cocktails for Conservation at the Chattanooga Zoo provides a chance to learn more about the conservation and breeding programs our zoo is involved with. Wild at Heart is a Cocktails for Conservation event happening this Friday, February 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm speaking with the zoo's director with information about the event and current breeding programs at the Chattanooga Zoo. Dartie Long has been with the zoo forever, and the Cocktails for Conservation program started under your tutelage as a way to provide monetary support for so many of the conservation and breeding programs that the Chattanooga Zoo is involved with.
Yeah, you know, it did, and I'm very proud of that program. We wanted to do something that focused solely on conservation because, obviously, the zoo is a really fun place to go, and it's a great educational resource, but so much of the work we do, even with conservation, is not that well known because it's behind the scenes, it's hellbender breeding programs, it's the work we do in Kyrgyzstan with the Snow Leopard Trust, and this is a great chance to focus on that and let people know what's going on, as well as highlighting our SSP programs, the Species Survival Planning Programs.
A lot of the babies born at the Chattanooga Zoo are part of those programs.
You know, you're right, and I think that's an important point because we don't just breed randomly. Babies are cute, and boy, they're good for your gait. But the important thing is, does it contribute something? Is it a meaningful birth? Is it helping somewhere with research or with genetic diversity? And all of those things come into SSP recommended breedings, and we're really proud right now because we've been elected for an SSP breeding program for fennec foxes, for snow leopards, and for red pandas. So that's pretty exciting. And we've also had some significant herp births recently, too. We do a lot of breeding of our herp. And again, that's all behind the scenes, and a lot of times you don't see it. So we focus on that. And plus, it's a really good excuse to come to the zoo in February when it's kind of chilly.
The babies are pretty much kept behind the scenes until they are old enough that they can be put on display and you know that they're healthy enough and they're going to do okay.
Right. We do that very slowly, make sure mom is, you know, appropriately ready. The same thing with our snow leopards. And actually, a little update on snow leopard breeding. Malia, who was our cub that was born a couple of years ago, was shipped to the Providence, Rhode Island Zoo, and we just got a great photo back of she and Nubo, who is her beau, if you will, and we're really looking forward to see if they reproduce. So it goes beyond what, you know, we do at the zoo. It extends to other zoos, too, so it's a cooperative program, but we kept her off exhibit for a while, but we get them out as soon as we can, you know, so the public can see them and also so that they can get that fresh air and sunshine. But we usually keep stuff back until we're convinced that mom's ready for them to go.
So if you want to learn more about some of these breeding programs and possibly see photos of those baby fennec foxes and some of the other beautiful little baby creatures, you can attend Wild at Heart. Now, this is Friday, February 13th. Let's hear about the event.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a really cheap ticket price, free beer and wine and past hors d'oeuvres, and it'll focus on deserts and forest building. The rest of the zoo won't be open just because most of the animals can't be out in the cooler weather, but we'll have a lot of animals inside there to interact with, a lot of docents and volunteers, and of course our great staff will be on hand to answer questions about some of the animals, and I believe we're also doing some training opportunities where you can watch our Komodo dragon, another very important SSP animal, and Kadal is really coming along with his training, which is kind of fun to watch this huge reptile that responds to cues from his keeper. It's just really fun. So it's a little bit of everything, and it's a lot of fun, and we recommend it's a 6 to 8 things. You can come by, have a cocktail, a little appetizer, and go on out to dinner on a Friday night. Great way to treat your Valentine to an early Valentine's fun time.
Now, I have had reptiles of my own, and they didn't train. I mean, they didn't even act as if they noticed I was alive. And here you're training a Komodo dragon.
You know, I think people underestimate the intelligence of the Komodo dragon. It's something that, quite honestly, I've had to learn as well because I wasn't familiar with the species until it came to live with us. And we have a younger one that's off exhibit. And hopefully this spring we're going to get started on our outdoor Komodo exhibit so you'll be able to see both of them. But you know, there'd been a lot of success training them, and he's what we call target trained. And that means that he walks up and puts his nose on a target on the end of a stick. You have to be careful because they are Komodo dragons, and then he gets a reward for that, and he's really done well with that, and it's helpful because if you need to move him for an examination or you just need to move him to another part of the exhibit, it's far less stressful if he's cued to go with a target stick versus trying to shoo him. No one really shoos a Komodo dragon well.
Can you purchase tickets in advance? Where would you do that?
You can do that online. Just go to our website, www.chattzoo.org, and you can find out all the information about it. Or you can come by the zoo and pick them up as well.
Wild at Heart at the Chattanooga Zoo is Friday, February 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. The event is part of the Cocktails for Conservation program, raising funds for breeding and conservation efforts at the Chattanooga Zoo. Attendees must be at least 21 years or older. For reservations or more information, visit the web at chatzoo.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.